This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue on in 1 Peter with Honor Christ is Holy, Baptism Now Saves You, Suffering in the Flesh, Love Covers a Multitude of Sins, and The Fiery Trial. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
This is the day which the Lord has made. From the rising of the sun to its setting, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be for you in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, a reading from Exodus chapter 16. They set out from Elim, and all the congregation of the people of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. So Moses and Aaron said to all the people of Israel, At evening, you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning, you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us? And Moses said, When the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, Come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling. And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning, dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine, flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each one of you, as much as he can eat. You shall each take an omer according to the number of persons that each of you has in his tent. And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as he could eat. And Moses said to them, Let no one leave any of it over till morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as he could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. On the sixth day, they gathered twice as much bread, two omers each. And when all the leaders of the congregation came and told Moses, he said to them, This is what the Lord has commanded. Tomorrow is a day of solemn rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. Bake what you will bake, and boil what you will boil, and all that is left over, lay aside to be kept till morning. So they laid it aside till the morning, as Moses commanded them, and it did not stink, and there were no worms in it. Moses said, Eat it today, for today is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not find it in the field. 6 days you shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is a Sabbath, there will be none. On the seventh day, some of the people went out to gather, but they found none. And the Lord said to Moses, How long will you refuse to keep my commandments and my laws? See, the Lord has given you the Sabbath. Therefore, on the sixth day, he gives you bread for 2 days. Remain, each of you, in his place. Let no one go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. Now the house of Israel called its name manna. It was like coriander seed, white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey. Moses said, This is what the Lord has commanded. Let an omer of it be kept throughout your generations, so that they may see the bread with which I fed you in the wilderness when I brought you out of the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a jar and put an omer of manna in it, and place it before the Lord to be kept throughout your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron placed it before the testimony to be kept. The people of Israel ate the manna 40 years till they came to a habitable land. They ate the manna till they came to the border of the land of Canaan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your word dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your word dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
the Small Catechism on page 326. What is the sacrament of the altar?
It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink.
Where is this written?
It is the bread which Yahweh has given you to eat. That's what it is. When we ask in the Catechism, what is the sacrament of the altar? We are asking the same question that the Israelites asked in the wilderness. Man hu? What is it? They asked because it was unlike anything they had ever seen before. And we ask because it is unlike anything we have ever seen before. Our Lord could have done it differently. It still would have been miraculous to feed so many people if he had just given them some seed and fertile land. Maybe if he had given them crops and traders or whatever the equivalent of a grocery store is in the wilderness, it all would have been miraculous, but he didn't. Likewise, he could have given us something different. He could have given us a symbol of the atonement and simply directed that any eating of any sort of food would then remember and somehow bring all of the spiritual joy of knowing what he's done for us. But he didn't. It was something new, something inexplicable, something unlike anything they or we had ever known before. Something like earth, but fallen from heaven. Or he could have given them nothing at all. They certainly didn't deserve it. Think of Moses and Aaron's astonishment. The sons of Israel had just sung their Easter hymn of victory, crossing through the Red Sea on dry ground, watching the Egyptians being swept away, and immediately they begin to grumble. First, they grumble for water just 3 days out, and then after spending about 2.5 months at Elim, they're now grumbling for food. They grumbled against Moses, they grumbled against Aaron, and they did it right to their faces. And then God speaks right away. Even though they long to die at his hand, beside their meat pots with their bellies full, God comes to the surprise, and instead of pouring out wrath, he says he's going to pour out bread from heaven. Could have done it all so differently, but he didn't. He gave them this fine coriander seed-like thing, and he gave it to them daily. And then to teach them about the Sabbath, he gave them twice as much on Friday, so that on Saturday they could stay in for the rest, so that they might learn that man does not live by bread alone, by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the question, man who, what is it? Isn't just a question about the substance of the thing, though neither they nor their fathers had ever known anything like it before. It was also a question about its origin. It was a question about God. What is this daily provision that when we eat, it satisfies us? What is this that every day we come out to gather and there is more than enough and we never go hungry? What is this that our Lord provides so miraculously, so unexpectedly, so graciously, even here in the wilderness, even here in answer to our grumbling and our fear and our hunger and our imminent death? A similar question was asked at Capernaum just after the feeding of the 5,000. They wanted to know, at least on the surface, how Jesus got there, because they saw the disciples leave in one boat, and Jesus wasn't with them. But our Lord knew what they really wanted. So he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." To believe him, and they truly wanted to believe him, they thought they needed a sign. Our fathers ate the man in the wilderness. What are you going to do? And our Lord says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, It was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The manna, manhu, what is it, wasn't the true bread. It was a type of the bread, a figure of the bread, a sign and token of the bread. But as the manna came to an end, the day after they ate of the produce of the land, we see that it wasn't the manna that our Lord desired to give, but it did teach them to look for something more. The crowd got it. As our Lord is explaining this manna discourse in light of himself, they say, "Sir, give us this bread always." Well, that's our answer. That's what it is. What is it? Manhu? What is the sacrament of the altar? It is Jesus. It is the bread that our Heavenly Father desires to give to you to eat. It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and wine instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink. He is the bread that Yahweh gives, and he is unlike anything else you've ever seen or known before, looking a little bit like earth and yet having come down from heaven. And he comes to you daily. He satisfies you even here in our wilderness. His flesh is true food, his blood is true drink. He is the one come down from heaven, giving life to the world. And so our Lord has said, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am Yahweh your God." So come, dear Christians, eat and drink. Gather him daily. Each person, come and take what is needed. Walk in his Torah, believe his word, know that he is the Lord your God. And then marvel at his graciousness as he gives himself to you and for you and abundantly. And then with the crowds and the Israelites of old, those who did come to know the manna and the story of God's provision in the wilderness, and cry out with them, "Sir, give us this bread always." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Thank you.
In our prayers, we remember seminarian Harvey Peters and his family as they mourn the sudden death of his aunt, Laura Peters. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the family of Laura, that in their time of sorrow they may cling to the promise of life everlasting, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you,
my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve you.